Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. No need. You know your cue. Wait for it. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
All right, that's good. Coming to you once again from the American Comedy Company in Sweet Home San Diego. How you doing, Baldy? That's my friend, the Bald Eagle right there. As you'll see when my guests come on stage, he's a little bit more illuminated than they are. But most of us, no, not most of us, about half of the people on stage tonight are lit. It's Tuesday, February 14, 2017, Valentine's Day. Is that a thing you're excited about? Because I got to say, I'm very proud and happy to have a sold-out show on Valentine's Day where a lot of people dragged their loved one. Because in every couple, there's a fan and then the other person. No, there's a applaud if you're a couple that listens to this show together. That is so damn adorable. Do you guys argue about it or just listen and laugh? Learn? all right, so I think I asked that question. Oh, where are my disgruntled singles at? You're so enthusiastic about being single and disgruntled. Maybe some of those people were just one or the other. And I know that you had to buy each other, or the guys had to buy the ladies something, some chocolates of the world, or some flowers, roses that smell like poo-poo. But did you guys have time to make some name tags?
Yeah!
Let me have a peek, if you don't mind. Oh, there's a Say Anything name tag right up front. That is very romantic, sir. You should be holding it above your head. There you go. I could just picture John Cusack with the boombox, like, way down here. Like, that would have been not quite as effective. We got a Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, but you changed it to your own last name?
Yes.
Steve what?
Straw.
Straw, good job. Steve and Tiffany's Intimate Playlist? Infinite Playlist. Playlist. I changed it to to Intimate because that makes it more of a Valentine's Day thing. Yeah. What's going on with that thing right there? What are you doing?
Taking a picture.
Oh, a picture? Like a still picture? Of me sitting there like this?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you get it? What are you, like a professional? What, you're going to take another one? Not now, lady. I'm podcasting. But thanks for being here. Oh, there's that 101 Danielle's instead of Dalmatians. I saw that, and I put it on my Instagram without giving her any specific credit. I'll get there, maybe. There's so many in the back. I'm not used to ones being in the back, and I can't see them, but they look glorious. And what's this one right up front here?
Valentine's Day movie.
Valentine's Day movie?
Like your guests instead of the actual actors.
Okay, all my guests are on there. Let me see it up close. Let's just check this out. Ricky Lindholm, not going to be here tonight. Jeff Tate, not here. Ken Jennings, not. What do you mean, boo? Just assume that guy's got nothing better to do?
Yeah.
How dare he? He's probably somewhere that's very cold. Kumail's not here. They're all not here. But good job. Good, nice try. Congratulations. And thank you to everyone for bringing those name tags into the American Comedy Company for bringing up the house lights in a timely manner during the name tag presentation portion. Doug plugs Doug Loves Movies this Saturday in Raleigh, North Carolina. Is sold out, but if you're in the area Thursday, that's probably tomorrow night. If you're listening to this tomorrow, what? I'm doing stand-up, and if you bring a name tag, you're going to get up on stage and play Last Man Stanton, and whoever wins is going to go away with two tickets to the sold-out Doug Loves Movies on Saturday. So, you know, it's kind of a long shot, but give it a try. And, you know, that's what I'm saying. there'll be a lot of people that are just there to see a stand-up show. They'll be like, what is this name tag thing you speak of? And then they'll probably throw their own feces at me. Last Man Standing, is there anybody here that's played it on stage in a previous appearance? Yeah? What's your name?
Michelle.
And how'd you do?
Terrible.
Right? It's very hard. Who was the subject of your Last Man Standing?
I even picked it.
It was your idea to do Kevin Spacey, and everyone took nine lives, the only one you could think of. you just kept saying House of Cards, and I was like, no, not a movie, not a movie. Okay, well, sorry that you had that experience, but I knew if I picked somebody randomly to talk to about it, they'd go, it's very hard when you're up here. So I hope some people want to give it a try in Raleigh. Tuesday, September. I'm even sober this month, and that sounded like a totally drunk thing to say. On Tuesday, February 21st, I'm back in Los Angeles over at UCB Franklin. And also I've got a stand-up show coming up in Tampa, Florida on Wednesday, March 1st at the Improv there. And, Soberary will be over on March 1st. So that's going to be a good night for me. For all my dates and deets and links, go to DouglasMovies.com. That was impressive. That was really good. And if you're going to be at South by Southwest in awesome Texas this year, please look for multiple DLM tapings, probably one in each weekend. And also, I'll be doing a Master Pancake mock of Leprechaun in the Hood on St. Patty's Day. Yeah, those are fun. This will be our fifth time interrupting, making fun of a Leprechaun movie. because St. Patrick's Day always falls during South by Southwest. All right, let's check out the prize bag, San Diego. You're close enough to where I live that I brought some big items, some heavy stuff, some cool stuff. You judge it for yourself. Stuff. This is a experience in an IMAX poster for the Lego Batman movie, which anybody could get if you just go experience it in IMAX. Which I did, and that's the way I recommend you see it. I've seen it a couple ways, and IMAX is the best. Same for 50 Shades Darker is better in IMAX. You're like, that's a big tit! I got a couple of cookies that they give me at the hotel that I don't eat. So I'm like, prize bag cookies. And the person behind the desk is like, what? I said prize bag cookies! A Peacemaker pipe that's this one's never been used, total freshie. A Doug Loves Movies T-shirt, and oh man, there's still more. This is crazy. A CD by the band Imperial Teen. Yeah, I like them, and not enough to keep their CD, but I don't even have a CD player anymore. Oh, and this is a some sort of compilation CD from the world famous K-Rock. 106.7 FM in Los Angeles and Orange County. And I'm going to be on there. I already crumpled up the post-it that reminded me. I'm going to be on there on Friday morning, February, let's call it the 24th. So you get a post-it that says that on it. And, oh, shit. I accidentally put two pipes in there. I'm going to keep one. What the fuck do you need two pipes for? Oh, there are a lot of couples here tonight, though, aren't there? I'm still keeping it. All right, so here's a little something. Guy wrote me this note. I'm probably just going to say his name. His name is, on Twitter, his name is Bacon Arts. Bacon Arts. And this is a really cool thing that he made for me and gave me, but I don't see it on the wall of my home, so I want to give it to somebody who might mount it somewhere. And by that, I mean someone who will make love to it. all of his art apparently involves bacon. That's why he's Bacon Arts. And so this is called Smoked Bacon. And it's like a joint made out of bacon, I think. Yeah, see, some people respond positively to it. So it's in the bag. And I hope Bacon Arts likes having gotten that plug. Hope maybe somebody else will commission some bacon art. But there's no actual bacon on it. Like, no bacon was harmed to make this thing. Making bacon. All right. All of that's in the prize bag, plus the stuff that's been brought to me by and to you by my thoughtful guests. Please give a big, warm welcome to Taylor Rizzo, David Deary, and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine. Don't sit on your microphone. Yeah, I'm full of great advice, like don't sit on your microphone. And let's meet these chaps individually, shall we? Joining us for the first time on the program, it's my new friend David Deary, everybody.
What's up?
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going, man?
Oh, it's so much different on this side of the microphone, man. It's weird.
Right?
I've listened to this before, but it's scarier up here.
And you were telling me backstage or in a bar that you were going to be awful at the movie trivia games this evening.
I said awful and available on Valentine's Day, I believe, was the exact words.
Yeah. You were here, available, came down from Los Angeles.
Awful's funny, though, right? People are looking at me like that's bad. I think awful's going to be great. Embrace the awful guys.
Yeah, the listeners kind of like, people that are good at the games, but we'll see how it goes.
Forget the listeners, Doug. Let's expand beyond.
Let's just make it about us in this room.
Yes, thank you.
Let's just be in the moment with these people.
Doug, how do you feel?
That have chosen to not make love to one another this evening. Because after 90 minutes of this, you're not going to be in the mood. At least you're not watching 50 Shades Darker. Are you going to see that, David?
I don't think so.
Right?
I don't think so. Nope. Not
maybe
me.
Maybe for a few minutes on cable?
Maybe.
You like to see that Dakota Johnson lady naked?
I don't know who
she's
that is.
She's an attractive lady. Wait.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's in that movie.
Oh, the lady in that movie?
Yeah. See, that's part of how the games work. If you just take a second and think about what's being said, you can link it up instead of being always going, what?
Yeah, that movie looks attractive, yeah. Doug, I wanted to ask you, how do you
feel... Oh, you've got a question for me?
Yeah, how do you feel personally about people being on your show that aren't that knowledgeable about movies?
I feel that as long as they have a good time and commit themselves, that it's fine.
So fuck the listeners. Let's do it, baby.
Okay, I don't want you to say that.
I mean, not fuck them, but forget that.
Forget about them. Let's be in the basement
I'd
right
rather
now.
Make one Doug happy than a million listeners happy, Doug.
I just want you to...
Is that the response you want?
I just want you to do whatever you do for America, because this is the American Comedy Company.
Well, I was born. My destiny is to be bad at movie trivia games. Well, that's what I was born to do.
Let's do it, man.
All right, baby. Let's do it.
Let me start with a question.
All right.
Rosebud and Citizen Kane. What sled company made it? All right. Let's meet Taylor Rizzo, everybody.
Hello. Oh, yeah. I got a way bigger applause than you did, David.
What?
I got a way bigger applause than David did. I really
appreciate
that.
Oh, you didn't need to point that out.
I warmed them up for you.
You drove down here together. It was your idea to have him on the show.
Listen,
and you're like,
it made me feel good, and I wanted to say it out loud.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes it's cool to just hold it in.
Nah. Not with farts and not with anything else.
How did you do... on the program the last time you were on, you were saying you did it at UCB Franklin?
Yeah, I didn't do so well
the
last
time. You
didn't
win the games or anything?
No, I'm 1-1.
All right, so I've really sort of stacked everything in favor of my third guest this evening. But we'll see how that goes. It's Sam Levine, everybody!
Oh, thank you, San Diego. Thank you very much.
Are you going to point out that you got a bigger applause than
Taylor? Yeah, sometimes it's better to just hold it in, I feel like.
It all sounds the same to me up here.
This table can't handle being moved around at all.
Oh!
Yeah, I saw it coming. That's why I got the glassware off. Oh, no, Batman. Lego Batman.
Oh, no. For those listening at home, there's been a minor spill, but everything is contained. Doug saw that one coming because he used... The secret?
Only dry goods fell to the ground, Sam.
I want the listeners at home to know everything is okay. Do not panic.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
We're good.
Barely any blood. It's fine.
Yeah. I like that the person close enough that could be helping is just sitting there with their arms crossed, doing nothing at all.
I got this shit.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I'm always building stuff like this, and I call it when I do it, Hikea.
Sounds like a podcast to me, Doug. Do it.
Yeah, do it. Now, I think I stole that pun
Doug
from
builds
somewhere.
Tables.
Somebody tweeted it at me or something, so apologies for that. It's like, you know, you can steal as long as you mention it as you go. All right. Where are we? David?
You introduced Sam.
You got something for the prize bag?
Oh, yeah, I do. I got two things for the prize bag.
I've been waiting for that to fall out of your lap because there's glass
involved.
No,
I'm holding it.
You're doing a great job.
Yeah. No, I'm taking care of it.
Okay.
Do you want to know what it is?
Yes, please.
One of it's a short story that I wrote and I made into a little book. Okay, that's not that exciting. But the second thing is a photo of one of my favorite actors. I took the photo. I printed the photo. I didn't build the frame. Fuck you guys. Okay, got to buy some things. It's Brody Stevens from...
Yeah, Brody Stevens.
From Movie Nerds. What movie is he from?
The Hangover.
He's in the Hangover films.
The Hangover.
I think he plays a different role in each of them.
Hangover 2, Due Date.
Yes. All right, so that's what I brought. A photo.
Positive energy.
That sounded like it's called Hangover 2, Due Date.
Yes.
That's Hangover 4.
Yeah.
Anyone excited about that? I took this damn photo.
Yeah.
What about the book, the story I wrote? No. Oh, yeah. All right. Hey.
You know, the funny thing is the listeners are really excited about it, but fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them. Wait, is a listener going to win that stuff or someone here?
Someone here is getting this stuff.
Yeah, fuck the listeners. Yeah. But the people, but no, people here are listeners too. So I like the listeners, and I, and you know what? It's just jokes, guys. Let's, before they look serious, you know.
Wow, there's a lot of words in this thing.
There's some words, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a few words.
I was just gonna read a passage, but
go ahead, read a random passage.
I don't think it's gonna work like that.
Just try, see what happens.
This is what I thought at that moment.
Nope, didn't work.
I did not see that one coming.
The story's called Oh,
I like how it ends. Damn, I'm tired.
The story.
A book that agrees with the reader.
All right, you got me on that one.
Sam, what do you got?
Oh, I got a few things. Let's see. I have
I looked like right at Taylor's stuff, yep. And went, Sam, what do you got?
On account of Valentine's Day, I have the baseball rom-com everyone loves, Fever Pitch.
Yeah.
Starring the host of The Tonight Show. His name escapes me.
Drew Barrymore.
And then the second DVD that I brought, there's actually a little backstory about this film I feel like not a lot of people know. So this is a true story that the writer wrote about she and her father, who's an expat. They got stationed in Havana, Cuba in the late 1950s. And it was a very strange time. And so it was. She wrote this intense political thriller about what it was like being an American in Cuba during the revolution and how it affected people personally, and then it turned violent and scary. And then that film was bought by a studio and turned into Dirty Dancing Havana Nights.
I'm so glad that had a payoff.
It's not my first day, Doug.
I was like, this is some, these are a lot of details.
I know.
It's not adding up. It's sounding like it's going to be a boring movie about Cuba.
I know. And then for the real fans, a Team Moulton pin from South Park, the Mecha Streisand episode of animated Leonard Maltin.
Awesome. There you are.
They're excited about that. A lot of movie nerds here, Doug, I noticed. I should have maybe brought a DVD.
It's kind of a thing, movie nerds.
I brought a book.
Listen to this.
Is that bad? That
yeah,
I brought a book?
You should be on the Dead Authors podcast.
Yeah. Are you going to do Doug Loves Books? No.
No.
Damn it.
I can't even get... I'm too lazy to do Doug Loves Sleeping, but that's the next one.
Because if you do Doug Loves Books, I'll bring a movie to that one.
Okay. That's fair. Right. Okay, Taylor. Let him have it. Maybe I saved you for last because I sensed you had something that the people would love the most.
Yeah, I got the coolest shit.
Right?
I got Back to the Future vinyl.
Yeah.
Original
pressing.
Wow,
that makes it sound so special when you call it vinyl. I mean, it's it's old, so it was just an album or a record.
Just a record. This is how they used to listen to music. Yeah, you put this in your DVD
player. Is it all scratched up and shit, or is it mint?
I mean, it plays.
Oh, okay.
You want to hear Johnny B. Good? You hear Johnny B. Good, all right?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, that's the example you use? It's full of fucking Huey Lewis, and you go with Johnny B. Good?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it is Black History Month.
That's true. I got some other shit in here.
It is. Chuck Berry, come on.
Love it. I got a DVD of The East, which is
that's
movie.
A fucked up movie, right?
Yeah,
it's good.
Earth Day is just around
Ellen
the corner.
Page.
They play a couple of environmental activists.
Echo Warriors.
True. Ooh. Very good, yeah.
It's true.
Right?
If you're a fan of Netflix hit series The OA, this was made by the same people and also stars the same girl, Britt Marling.
Lines are crossed in that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
People go too far.
And then, you want that?
Next thing you know, they're West.
And then I got some Reese's piece, a bag full of Reese's in here.
What? Let me see that.
Wait a second.
Holy shit. Like, I thought there were going to be minis or some shit.
No, it's just a bunch of Reese's cups.
They're
unwrapped?
They're nice size ones.
You know the name of the company is, it's Reese's, right? I just want to make sure, if you're saying it like that for funnies, then by all means...
I
Taylor's from the South. I bet they say it that way there.
Yeah, wait, so what are you saying?
They say Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what they say, yeah.
Reese's. You remember Reese from Terminator?
It's like it's a guy?
Yeah. It's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. It's a dude.
It's his.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a dude. Like if it was Sam, it would be Sam's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yeah.
There's no wrong way to make love to a Reese's.
That's right.
And Doug even said it correctly, Reese's.
Reese's. Like the Reese's monkey.
This shit's about to... That was funny. Shit's about to kick off over here.
All right, class, it's time for recess.
I'm just glad they were wrapped. I thought that they were unwrapped. I thought
loose.
They were
just loose cups. Yeah. Loose,
I didn't know what was going on. Cups. There's just a bunch of Reese's in there. I just thought, oh shit, that's
there would have been chocolate all over the DVD.
I have no idea what's going on.
But that's quite a bag of stuff, you guys. Somebody's going home with tonight. You just spread all this out on the bed and make love on it.
That's going in.
Oh
there,
yeah, so don't forget this.
Don't forget the vinyl. It's got a B+ rating, the quality. That was an eBay joke. Sorry about that.
That's all right. I got to look at this vinyl. Oh, I remember that label.
Oh, it's in good
FCA
condition.
Records label.
That's near mint.
Not bad.
It's not bad. Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
It's a little scratchy, but that's what you got to expect.
That's the power of love. When you pull it out of the vinyl, you hear it. You know, you need to put a needle on it.
David, there's a question I like to ask all of my guests every time they're on the show, and that's, what was the last motion picture that you saw with your eyes?
In the theaters or just in general?
I watched motion.
Woo! Pet peeve.
You look like a scared chihuahua.
David, these are the easy questions.
Is it an inside joke? I don't listen that much. Is this something you're not supposed to ask? I watched a short film
called
Number Five.
What?
Dave Ross and some other
It's about
comedians.
Dave Ross the painter?
It's not about the making of Short Circuit?
Well, that's Bob Ross.
Bob Ross, yeah.
Who's Dave Ross?
A comedian.
Oh.
It's a short film.
Well, it's just a homie.
Was
it his set? Was him doing a set?
No, I think they filmed it probably with a phone. I don't know. Maybe. It's a short film.
Like a friend of yours?
Friend
made
of mine.
This film?
Yeah, a friend of mine.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, a friend of mine who's been on Comedy Central. Fuck you guys. You guys don't know Dave Ross? So you guys fucking read. It's a fucking comedy. Is it not movie?
I'm sure he's great, but if you mention, you know, if I say, what was the last movie you saw, and you say, I watched Jim Gaffigan.
No,
that's not an answer to my question.
It's a film.
He's a great comic. But okay. It's not a... It's a short film?
Movie.
Rogue One. Why didn't you say movie?
When in doubt, Rogue One.
I watched
it. Yeah, motion picture. That was probably true. You were looking for some highfalutin.
Thought this was a nerd podcast.
Movies
I busted out some nerd shit.
Entertainment. So you went with Rogue One. What'd you think of Rogue One?
I thought it was... I don't know. It was like a Star Wars movie.
That's what you came away.
Yeah,
with
they had kind of all the different elements of a Star Wars movie. They had the fight in the elevator shaft, the battle scene with the robot things walking, and then they had the kind of crazy battle scene in the commando center with the things flying outside and everyone kind
of. Do you guys know what Star Wars movies are?
I don't know why they keep having battle scenes in a movie with wars in the title.
But there's always a scene where someone's running with gas
cans.
Yeah,
I mean, you could...
Like, I gotta fill up the X-Wing fighter! I gotta fill up the fighter! Like, where's my vest? Where's my vest? And they got the vest and the...
All right, give us another example, because you're basically... There's a million things you could say are similar in all of this... All
they
the
had
Star
the droids.
Star Wars.
And,
I thought that one was coming.
The one guy.
They have like two guys walking down a hallway.
There's the Force. Some people can use it.
Oh yeah, yeah. They had
space.
The
there's no. Gravity everywhere in space.
Darth Vader chokes people. Like, why doesn't he just grab their balls every once in a while? Why is he such a neck man?
But why, okay, for instance, why do they have to have the same kind of battle station where you go in and the doors go like this? Like from the middle. Why can't they go from the side?
Oh, right, you
know? It's like the same, it's the same hallways. That's they build those hallways for
Did you ever see
two?
Sliding Doors? You probably had a lot of issues with that movie.
What
is Paltrow living two lives? How is that possible?
It was to stimulate the economy. You get twice the work if you do two doors.
There you go. I felt like it was the same sets from all the different movies without the good characters. Where was Chewbacca? I wanted Chewbacca.
He was, you know.
Was he in there, actually?
In
I
there,
forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was
he
in there.
He does show up in there,
I'm bad at this game. I thought it was good. I liked it.
Haven't made it to the games yet.
This is the easiest question.
I liked it. It was good.
Almost.
I kind of loved it, actually. I'm going to go see it again so I can remember more of it. It was cool, though. I liked it. There was a lot of battle scenes, and the guys were running. Really looked like a Star Wars movie, though.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
You circle of life. You did it.
But check out number 5. Google it. It's a great movie.
Okay, but it's short.
It's short. It's like 6 minutes long or something like that.
And it's... But it's live action?
Yeah, it's live action.
It's called Number 5.
Yeah.
And it's not has nothing to do with the Short Circuit films?
Nope.
Did you say that earlier, Sam?
I did. It's all right.
Yeah,
That's where he
got it. Pretty low-hanging fruit. It's all right.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I was at that point, I was focused on why is he telling us about a short film?
I understand.
Because it was good. And you know what? Furthermore, it had zero battle
scenes. Furthermore.
Zero.
By all means,
no battle
furthermore.
Scenes.
The first 1 through 4, all battle scenes. Number 5, just people.
That's right.
Being people.
That's right.
What about you, Taylor? Have you seen any movies?
Yeah, I saw Passengers.
That's the last thing you saw?
Yeah, I think that's the last thing
you
I saw.
You squeezed it in when?
Because
that thing was like dying out of the theaters, pretty quickly.
I probably saw it 3 weeks ago. I haven't seen. I saw Rogue One a second time, but that doesn't count, right?
Well, if it, the last movie you saw,
I'd rather talk about Passengers.
The last movie you saw. It's kind of an interesting new game on the show. How hard it is for people to just comprehend that question? There's always a lot of, I've got a lot of other things I want to talk about. A lot of explanations, but true, he did just speak of Rogue One, and
yeah.
I don't think anybody could be more eloquent on the subject, so there's no reason for you don't need to get your beard into the mix, but what'd you think of that Passengers movie?
It wasn't bad. I liked it. It was like, felt like Event Horizon as a romantic comedy. Yeah. That's exactly what
it
felt like.
And they got Lawrence Fishburne just to make that point even stronger.
For real. Really what it felt like.
Draw that parallel.
It was like a really awesome sci-fi movie that like Disney made and kind of sucked it.
It didn't have much comedy, really.
Yeah, it was.
And the romance was,
troublesome.
Yeah. Like the movie, I think people still might want to see it, so I don't want to get too deep into it, but... It just, the thing that, the kind of crucial turning point in the movie is the thing that makes you go, well, I can't even, this is just, it's just not right, and I just can't be into this anymore.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about it. Let's set a timer.
Came out over
You think
Christmas.
Around May everybody will see this shitty movie? We could talk about it openly on a movie podcast.
You didn't care about the people that didn't see Rogue One? What about those people?
I got to tell you something. You didn't give away shit.
Okay.
But also, Passengers sort of hinges on a thing that happens. But also, I think it sucks that they have to have trailers that show, that those two actors are in it because, you know, one actor appears later than the other one. Anyway, Sam, what do you got for us?
The last film I saw.
And also, you got to stop putting beer up on a pedestal. It's just a beverage. If you can't see in the back, you've got this weird pedestal thing that he put his beer on.
It's true.
Yeah.
The last film I saw was the Woody Allen feature film, Blue Jasmine.
Okay, so you woke up from your coma.
Yep.
And you were like, what have I missed?
It was a rough 3.5 years.
And they're like, you got to see this. Cate Blanchett won the Oscar.
Yeah.
Let's do a game, Sam, with the movie Blue Jasmine, because I've seen it.
Okay.
Where we take turns saying things we feel about Blue Jasmine.
All right.
And things that we know about Blue Jasmine. And it's just you and me, so settle down, David. Like, you know anything about Blue Jasmine.
He got so excited because he's seen it before.
Oh, really?
He was mouthing it to the audience.
I know two of the actors in there.
Okay, see, that's... Step down for a second. Oh.
Not personally, I'm
no, no.
Guessing.
No, I know what, I knew what you meant.
You gotta let me in the game,
but
man.
The idea is it's a speed thing where it's just right. It's just me and Sam, and if, you know, once you can't think of something to say, you're out. So make them short. All right, Sam?
Yeah.
Do you want to start us off?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Andrew Dice Clay plays it straight.
Doogie Howser's friend almost steals the movie.
Alec Baldwin looks mostly fit.
Doogie Howser's friend's name is Max Casella.
Bobby Cannavale has never been a stand-up comedian.
Well, that's something you know about Blue Jasmine?
Yes.
Okay. I'll go with Bobby Cannavale is in Blue Jasmine.
Yep.
Different fact about him.
Peter Sarsgaard is pretty serious in this.
Alec Baldwin is a dick.
She has emotional problems.
Sally Hawkins plays her sister.
Sally Hawkins is Australian. No, she's English.
She was... Sally Hawkins was in a movie called Happy Go Lucky.
Cate Blanchett is Australian.
Cate Blanchett was in The Aviator.
Alec Baldwin was in The Aviator, too.
There was never a sequel to Aviator. I win.
Yes, that's true.
Such a dumb game. David, what did you want to add? What do you got for Blue Jasmine?
That I'm glad that I didn't play that game with you guys. That would have been horrible.
We didn't even say written and directed by Woody Allen.
True.
Yeah.
Louis C.K. was in
that one. Louis, that's right.
Could have said that.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, I'm great at this game.
Louis C.K. fucks Sally Hawkins in a car.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. That happened?
That happened.
We don't actually see them in the car. We see them go into the car.
You see them coming out of it adjusting their items, so maybe it was just a handy.
Ooh. I'll ask Louis next time we have lunch. I was kidding. Never mind. Because I said I knew...
Because you're more of a dinner person?
Because I said I knew two of the actors. I said I knew two of the actors, not personally, but then I... tried to
yeah,
say
okay. I'm sort of tracking it.
I'm explaining it to the listeners that don't like me anymore since I said fuck them earlier when I first introduced myself.
Keep talking.
I don't know if that's where you lost them, but I'll find out in a series of tweets sometime tomorrow.
Well, they can tag me at MF David Deary. Thank you. Bye.
What? Your name is MF David Deary.
Yeah.
And what does the MF stand for?
Motherfucking David Deary.
Yeah.
That's just good marketing.
You really set yourself up for, you're just putting it out there.
Yeah, just
good marketing. I thought it was milk
fed. Hey, everybody. I'm a motherfucker.
Thank you.
I thought it was man fart. What do you got, Taylor? MF.
Mon frère.
Mon frère. Very good.
Nice.
Mon frère, David Derriere. All right. Turn off the show, Bert, because I'm about to say, let the games begin.
Bye, Bert.
Hello. We got name tags. We got lots of name tags for you guys to choose from. So, gentlemen,
I'm gonna get that
one. Make your selections. Go physically grab the name tag you want to play for.
I want one from the back. Can
okay,
I make them
head
come
out.
Up?
Get going.
Oh, I want to go out.
Go out there. Yeah, find a good one. Pre-roll. He's got a pre-roll over there. I don't get to choose, so your pre-roll just means nothing to me. And while those guys go way in the back, we're going to go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Today's show is brought to you by our friends at Loot Crate. On a quest for epic gear, houseware, and collectibles? Well, look no further. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box filled with pop culture items from your favorite TV shows, movies, and games, all for less than $20 a month. So much fun to find one of these in your mailbox, because each month there's a different theme, like sci-fi or fantasy, with new exclusive items that you can only get through Loot Crate. So whether you're shopping for the geek in your life or the geek within, Loot Crate has tons of ridiculously cool, unique surprises that are sure to satisfy everyone. February's hands-on theme is Build, and features Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Batman, Lego Dimensions, and Tetris, as well as Loot Crate's usual monthly t-shirt and pin. You have until the 19th of February at 9 p.m. Pacific time to subscribe and receive this month's crate, but after the cutoff, that's it. It's over. So don't wait. Head to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 off any new subscription today. That's lootcrate.com/Doug, code Doug, D-O-U-G, for $3 off any new subscription. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back. Hello. Sam.
Yes, sir.
Who are you playing for?
I'm doing the Life Aquatic with Steve Straw.
Okay, yeah, we talked to him earlier.
Oh, all right, he put me on his poster, so he knows what's up.
Yeah, you know, didn't notice you on there. You were on this gentleman's poster right here.
Oh, he did not scream loud enough.
But I didn't mention it because I didn't want to give away the secret at that point in the show. Oh. And so what was that about, a pre-roll?
Do you want it?
Sure. I'll fucking take your pre-roll since he picked your name tag. I just didn't want it to influence it. Oh, no. Not unlike an American flag, we're going to have to burn it.
A little bit of finding.
That was smooth, though. Taylor picked up and grabbed that like he was a monkey in a cage.
Do monkeys like joints? Is that a thing?
Yeah, you know, you drop anything interesting in a monkey cage, they're going to go grab it.
Oh, shit.
What do you got there, Taylor?
I'm playing for Tropnik Thunder.
That's a good one.
It's got Pete Holmes and Bert Kreischer on there. No Doug, though, surprising.
No, I'm not on there, but that's fine. I'm all right with that. But that's Nick
over there
on the poster.
I think so. With a joint in his mouth.
Over there?
Somewhere in the back.
Yeah, but he's got Pete Holmes and Bert Kreischer on there.
Like he likes either, them
like either
more
of them
than,
would know, drive down to San Diego for this.
Nope, Valentine's just me.
Day. On Valentine's Day, yeah, they both have wives and lovers.
An interesting way to put that.
Yeah. Well, they each have one.
Wives and lovers.
That I know about. That's not a good place for that because he needs to put his beer down.
But you can just
throw
it on
the... Yeah, you can just put it on the ground, but put it on in a...
Perfect.
Do it with flair like you did. That was good. What do you got there, David?
Well, first, can I ask if anyone put my face on a poster?
I don't think they did. That would be an act of premonition that would be shocking.
I got Brad Wars right here.
And it would prove that... Oh. And it's a box of Star Wars cereal.
Oh, is that what it is? I just got it because his girlfriend was really cute.
Do you know
just
the
kidding.
Name of the character? Oh, she is. You know the name of the character on the box?
Oh, is this how it works? Is this how this show works?
Just I'm just curious
me.
If you know the name of that character.
Is that Darth Maul?
Wow, they really laughed hard at you. I bet you the name's even written on there.
It probably is.
No, up next to the face. You're looking at the back now. Does it say it right there?
Is his name Fruity Marshmallows?
That'd be my favorite Star Wars character.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Fruity Marshmallows.
Well,
here is my plan.
If there's not
first, I'm going to fill you up with deliciousness.
If there's not a Fruity Marshmallows, I'm going as one for this Halloween, for sure. Fruity
okay.
Marshmallows.
All right. Well, good job with that. And you can go ahead and throw that on the ground.
Gently.
Gently, sure. There's some valuable box of cereal. It hasn't been cracked open yet. Has anybody tried that cereal? Is it tasty? It's probably good.
Probably. It looks delicious.
The first ingredient is whole grain. It says it right there on the box next to Fruity Marshmallows.
Yep.
All right.
I'm excited.
For what?
To lose.
I'm going to do everything in my power to make you the winner tonight. Then I'm going to go home with that box of cereal.
All right, you can end there. We have imagination.
And I'm going to eat it, not necessarily in that order.
Yeah, you got to eat it first.
Don't tell me what to do.
That's what the ladies prefer.
You're not the boss of me. You're not the boss of me. All right, we're going to start with a round of... That'd be a great opera. Just takes place in an office. We're going to play a new game, a newish game.
Oh,
we beta tested it on a recent show, the last one, I believe, and people loved it. And the game is called Just the Facts, Ma'am.
Oh,
Just the Facts, Sam the Ma'am.
That's me.
Yeah. I was thinking of also maybe calling it Go Fack Yourself.
Oh, all right.
That one might stick. That might be better.
Yeah.
All three of you are in play. David and Taylor and Sam. I'm going to read frequently asked questions from the IMDb fact page, and you can guess as often as you want until you name the movie that these people are asking these questions
Understood.
About. Taylor, I need an understood out of you.
I understand.
And David, I'm good. We're good.
Yep, we're good. We're good.
All right, here we go. What movie inspired these questions? Is this movie based on a book?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Great guess, no.
Big Fish.
No.
Schindler's List.
No.
That is on a book though, right?
All right. How much sex, violence, and profanity are in this movie? I've found in doing research that question comes up a lot in the frequently asked questions.
Forrest Gump.
Nope.
Not enough sex and violence.
What opera did they see in San Francisco? I think it was, to answer that question, I think it was... You're not the boss of me. What opera did they see in San Francisco? Now, I don't want to have to spell things out for you guys, but clearly some characters in this movie saw an opera in San Francisco.
A night at the
or
opera?
Or this question thinks that that's what they did.
Yeah.
They could have been leaving a restaurant in Denver. Doesn't mean it's accurate.
No.
This one sounds accurate. En route to Beverly Hills, Edward drives by a store called Tower Records. Is this an actual record store in the area?
Pretty Woman?
Right now there's, what's that?
Pretty Woman?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Right now, there's a fake Tower Records. They must be shooting something where it needs to look like Tower Records because it's painted like Tower Records,
yeah,
even though it's closed. The one
that
on Sunset.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in there.
Yeah, they made it look like that again for that movie Nice Guys.
Yep.
And I enjoyed that.
Yep.
It was nice to see that. Yeah. All right. And then the next question was, on what street was Vivian working when Edward picked her up? That just sounds like somebody's hoping the magic will strike again on that corner. And then my favorite one on the facts page of Pretty Woman is, what is Pretty Woman about?
It's about 98 minutes.
Shit.
Dude, I wish. It's like it's like two.
Oh no,
it's like 2 hours.
Gary Marshall suffered from overlength, as Leonard would say.
Yeah, he had to squeeze in that Larry Alexander is a fucking crazy
Jason
pervert.
Alexander?
What'd I call him? Larry Alexander?
This goes Larry David, Jason Alexander.
Apologies. Apologies to Larry Alexander. All right, so Sam won that game, so we're already super shocked by what's going on. I gotta whip out my phone here to see. This clock down here, there's a nice clock that was set up by the American Comedy Company to let me know like how much time is left. But it also says the current time, and then also there's just a set of zeros at the bottom that I'm waiting to see what happens to those. But it's a lot. I usually just look at my phone and... Oh, we got some beverages for some folks? Diet something?
Not I.
No.
No, but I'll take a water if you're offering.
I think those two drinks might be for the two of my guests that are in the audience. I don't think they're in the green room. I think they're in the audience somewhere. Good luck finding them. Yeah, I didn't order shit. I'm in Sobrewary, and Sam has got his beer on the pedestal, and then we got the water boys. All right, so what we're going to do next is we're going to play a Last Man Stanton tournament.
Oh.
Yes. In which we play until someone, one of you three, has 2 points.
Okay.
I'm willing to bet on who it might be to get the 2 points.
Well, if you're going to bet against yourself, that's what I'd recommend. How much would you put down against yourself?
All of it.
Everything you have?
Yep.
Even your Star Wars cereal?
Oh, yeah. No, I got to keep that. That's mine.
Can we crack it open? The Star Wars cereal. I just want to know what it tastes like.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, if you could not just jam your hand into the cereal, if we can like figure out a way to like kind of pour some into a person's hand.
You can dig your hand into
just
it.
Just give
ahead.
Me a little bit. I already don't like it.
Oh, now that
okay,
I
that's
see
enough. That's enough.
But you need to see the bottom. Like, where's the marshmallows?
Is it they really chintzy on the marshmallows?
Oh,
I got one in this handful. So that's like...
Fuck this name tag.
It's pretty good. It's just like a Lucky Charms marshmallow.
Yeah,
but
I think it's...
Then the basic cereal...
Looks like Corn Pops.
Anyone else? Anyone?
It's kind of a...
Anyone? It wasn't really sealed that well when I opened it, but... Don't worry about it. I'm sure
so
it's
so the
fine.
Bottom of the box reveals a $1.79 clearance tag.
Hey, settle down with the...
I'm sharing. I'm not doing
Jesus.
Bad. Am I making a mess? I'm sorry. Expiration date?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Oh, this
it's
was $1.79 on
bargain.
That's
what I'm talking about. Look at the top there, the blue.
Yeah, what are we
blue
eating
bar
here?
At the top there. What does that say?
Is this going to have salmonella?
2012. Holy shit.
Is that for reals?
For realsies,
there's
yo.
No way they'd have Kylo Ren on the cover of Star Wars cereal.
It is a limited edition box, though, you know?
All right. It's got kind of a Fruity Pebbles
is it cool?
vibe.
Anyone else? Should I throw some out there? No?
Well, don't throw it out there.
Just let them pass the box around.
No, I don't want to pass the box around. I want to throw it or nothing. Forget it.
It just, most of it would land on the ground if you just threw it into the crowd.
Oh, he's coming up here to get some? Oh, no, he's the waiter. He looked committed.
That's good. I'm glad we have security on stage. You got to look out for all of us. All right. So are you familiar with the game Last Man Standing?
I am, yeah.
All right, that's where you take turns naming films by an actor or actress that I'll get from a pre-selected audience member.
If you know the films. Right?
What's that?
You name the films if you know the films.
Yes. If you don't know them, don't name them.
Yeah.
Good call. That's a good... I forget that instruction every time.
Yep. Thank you. I know. I'm well aware.
Right?
Yep.
But it's also you just say one at a time when it's your turn. Don't blurt out everyone that you know.
Yeah, I got you.
And you have a lifeline each round.
Okay. Each round?
Yes.
Each time it's my turn, I have a lifeline? Or just one...
During one round, during like one actor's name, during that name, you can go to the your lifeline once, like probably your first turn.
Probably. I thought a round was.
But then
each
sometimes
time it was
when
my
you
turn.
Hear, you could call that a round. I'm sure, yeah. But in this case, I call it. I don't have a name for it. It's never been a problem. What?
Cycle.
Don't you dare rotation. It's Valentine's Day, man. Don't make me embarrass you in front of your lady. I'm nice. I like to be nice until it's time to not be nice.
Ooh, women love a bad boy.
Right? Maybe he just wants some cereal, but he called it a cycle, but that sounds like that's like
I'd
round.
Say, I'd say rotation.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. I'm going to fail. It's cool. I get it.
But here's something you can look forward to.
Yep.
In the second round, the first person out from the first round gets to pick any name they want.
Oh.
So you can pick an actor or actress or animal actor.
Animal actor, yeah.
An animal actor. You could pick one that you know a lot of their movies and have
Dave
an
Ross.
Advantage in that round. Dave Ross, you'd kick all of our asses.
Kill it.
If you know every movie he's been in,
wait.
Fucking five doesn't count.
Oh. So you could name any actor, no matter how obscure.
Okay,
that's
sounds
what I'm
good.
Saying.
All right.
Yeah.
Whoa,
you
hey.
Could say Sam Levine if you wanted to.
Oh, boy.
What? Any actor is the part I was responding to.
For the record,
so
I was
obscure.
I was not thinking about myself when I asked that question.
To be fair, I didn't know who he was.
You could name someone who had a couple of lines.
It's true.
It's so true.
You could name
and
someone
no
who has a couple lines in a movie you're in that no one would know any of their work.
All right.
It just depends on how vicious you want to play this thing.
Yeah, I want to be vicious.
And how early you want to get out of here.
I understand.
Because you could just take a dive in the first round.
In the first one to make the second round easy.
then pick the second round for yourself.
Yeah.
But then you're back in it for the third round.
I guess so.
I think once you've already got one on the board,
yeah.
I think you'll be in good shape.
Well, could we'll be a see. Good strategy. Could be a good strategy.
If I don't feel confident about the name, I'm taking a dive.
Okay. All right, Tom Brady, chill out.
Yeah, see, you don't, that's one of those ones where you don't know who's what's happening. Are you booing David or Tom Brady?
We
then
know.
Then somebody hissed. We still don't know which one you mean.
David. Oh, shit.
There's only one true champion, and it's me. Fuck Tom Brady. Anyway. God. By the way, if I dive in my second round, I'm picking Tom Brady. That's going to be a good one.
Do you like that cereal that's mostly going in your mouth?
Oh, my God. All right,
I'm ready.
Yeah, that got you a repeat booking on the show. Just that alone, putting cereal on your face.
Thank you. It's my trademark.
Oh, it is? I didn't know. I walked right into that.
That's my get her done.
Oh, okay. So you're just running through the audience. I hope somebody has a box of cereal.
Yeah, I had to look around.
Any other food items you could do that with? Or do you always go with cereal?
Always cereal.
What's your favorite cereal to shove on your face?
This one, the Star Wars one.
No, it isn't. You've never had that before.
That's why
it's brand new to you.
Yeah, I planted Brad. I brought him with me. Everywhere. Every show, I bring Brad Wars with me.
Did you find any other marshmallows in there?
No.
They are so... They're probably chintzy with the marshmallows.
I swear Brad resealed this thing or something because there's no marshmallows in
yeah,
here.
You didn't
at all.
Check the bottom of the
yeah,
bag. You don't know.
They might be at the bottom. All
it
right.
Could be also like they could do a spin-off all mallows.
Like
it's
oops,
all marshmallows.
Oops,
that's
all
what
berries?
It was. All berries. Yeah, that's right.
That one would sell.
Anyone who ate that cereal ever, the roof of their mouth is still healing.
Yeah. From the Captain Crunch, the berries were good.
Both.
The berries hurt you?
Oh, yes.
All of it.
Oh. All of it hurt you.
Wow.
No, but the crunches had corners. The crunches had corners.
Yeah.
Those were vicious.
Yeah.
They were pointy. The Captain Crunches.
The berries were balls.
Yeah.
The berries were round, no, with no corners.
I want to be in the room at General Mills when someone has an idea for his breakfast cereal and it has the word oops in the title.
And they were probably really listening to a Britney Spears song. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Got to get a name from somebody in the audience, and that person is someone, ooh, all the way from Canada.
Oh, hey.
Hope you made it. Where is Chip Reviews? There you are. And which part of Canada did you visit? Are you visiting us from?
Toronto.
And I thought our president was trying to keep you out. I don't know what race you are, but you could qualify. But you got in. Good for you. And you were coming to San Diego for another reason besides seeing this?
Yes.
What is that? Visiting family. You got, you're from Toronto, but you got San Diego family?
Yep.
Okay. I don't know what else to ask. So we'll go right to the game and your choice all the way. Now, folks, do not hold this against Canada if he gives us a dumb name. It's a lovely place. Okay, what do you got, dude?
Eugene Levy.
So you fucking came here with a goddamn Canadian name. Not even one of the more famous ones. You couldn't cut us some slack with a little John Candy.
Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase, you're terrible at even whatever this is. And you didn't say it into your microphone, you sneak. Now I'm just yelling at people for things they didn't even say to the listeners. All right, Sam,
yeah.
Start us off. Eugene Levy, I play along on this one. We'll go to
very
Taylor,
well.
Then to David, then to me.
One of my
What's,
favorite.
What are people saying? Is there a problem?
One of my favorite Eugene Levy films, Best in Show.
Now, see, this is early in the game, Dave, and it's your first time, but that is a big clue to other potential answers.
I'm fucked, I believe.
Taylor?
I'm going to go directly to Nick to start this
oh,
out.
Oh, you're getting right into your lifeline. I
but
like
don't get
it.
Mad at me, at my strategy. You fucking, my beard's bigger than yours, you piece of shit.
There is. Could you stand up and show the audience your puny beard? It's puny. He's working on it, Taylor. Don't.
Yeah, yours is bigger, but it's not as. Mine's nicer.
Don't mess with the man's dreams, man. He wants to look like you someday.
If only.
Get into white places.
Yeah, yeah. Just get and get contacts too,
what,
man. Glasses,
what is your 40s? Ethnic background, sir?
Mine?
Yeah.
Mexican-Iranian.
There
dude.
You go. I knew he was a. I knew he was an interesting mix. Didn't want to insult the man. I just knew white wasn't in the mix.
Too real.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it got serious.
I'm going to make a movie. Doug Benson, race detective.
That's great.
Where you just go around asking people what their race is.
Just go up to them and go, I don't know what you are. And then when they tell me, yeah, I knew it wasn't what I was thinking it wasn't. I'm good at this. Give me another.
Oh, shit. Nick, help
Taylor
me. Give me something,
help
Nick.
From Nick. Tropnik Thunder says, he says American Pie. Do you go with that, oh. American Pie? Do you
yeah.
think he was
Let's
in American,
American
Pie?
Yeah.
That's correct. He was in American Pie.
All right, shush, shush, shush.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, yeah. I've heard rumblings in the audience because people know Eugene Levy.
American Pie 2.
See what happens when you listen? Yeah. Waiting for Guffman.
Yep. American Wedding.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Why do you have a whole list of movies over there?
Oh shit. We have a motherfucker full title request on the floor. Do you want to... Is that your final answer, Sam?
I'm sorry. Is my final answer to what? American Wedding?
Yeah. Is that your final answer? This gentleman thinks that there is more to the title. I disagree.
I also disagree.
Sam and I disagree strongly, sir. Why are you, please? That's it. Will you please? That's what I yell at the kids outside my door when they're making noise. And they're like, what? Will we please what? It's a polite question, but we don't know what to do. So are you satisfied, sir? Yeah, you are. Yeah, we're both telling you. It's just called American Wedding.
It's called American Wedding.
Yeah.
But I was really hoping.
I got one where you might yell at me in a minute, so we'll see. Guy just probably showed up like, I'm going to yell out full title. I don't care what happens. Honey, I'm going to practice at home. You might want to put in your earplugs. Full title!
I legit jumped.
All right, so where are we? What's happening?
Oh, God.
Did I write that down? Yes, I did. All right, so Taylor.
Yeah, it's on me.
Yeah, and that's you out of him?
You know,
serve up another slice of pie? Hey, what? Well, I don't know.
Like,
can
there's
you?
Like 19 of those movies,
right,
with
but
Stifler's
it gets tricky.
Little brother.
Oh.
I'm going to guess one of those titles.
Okay. You got to know it, the title though. You can't just say I'm going to guess he was in one of these films.
Is it The Naked Mile?
What?
Is that full title? National Lampoon's The Naked Mile?
American Pie The Naked Mile?
No. Is that
fuck.
No, Forrest Gump
no,
The
no
Naked Mile.
No audience help.
I'm just going to go with just The Naked Mile.
Just The Naked Mile made everybody make noises. Sam's saying no.
It is.
So incorrect. You
Don't
are out.
Me, you bitch.
You are out.
You jerk.
I don't know. She seems like a nice lady.
Oh, so he's out?
It was
so
a
he's
guy.
Out?
Pretty sure it was
so,
a guy.
So
I would have said jerk.
So Taylor, you're out for this round, but you get to pick the person that we play in the next round.
Yeah, I plan that.
So that's very strategic. Yeah, it worked out good for you. Everyone thought that was going to fall David's way.
Yeah, what happened?
You know, Eugene Levy happened. That's what happened.
I played this whole thing wrong.
Yeah.
All right, well, now I'm in it to win it. Let's say, all right. Okay, I have
you
a question.
You got this.
If I guess something and get it wrong, can I still go to my lifeline?
No, go
okay,
to your
okay,
lifeline
before
you guess
wrong. I'm going to my lifeline
wrong,
right now. Yeah. Who's my lifeline?
Where's
is it Brad?
Your lifeline at? Where's
is it my
Brad at?
Is it my cereal provider?
Yeah.
What is it?
What do you say, Brad? A mighty wind, he says.
Is it a mighty wind?
A mighty wind. A mighty wind. Yeah, don't be so incompetent.
I'll take it.
That you try to correct him when he's the one with the information.
Oh, was that? I couldn't hear it.
Oh, okay.
I said, what? Well,
yeah,
you were
it's a mighty wind. Good
yeah,
job.
Yeah, that's a great one. That was the one I was thinking of, too, when he said best in show or best of show.
Yeah.
Never mind. I'll take it. Thanks, Lifeline. See you next round.
You can't go to him.
I can go next
in
round.
Each cycle.
No, next round, not the rotation.
Rotation.
It's not cycle, you idiot.
No, you knew what you meant.
It's rotation.
You had it right. You're right. It's my turn.
Your turn.
And I am going to go with The Man.
Ooh, that was the first one I wrote.
That was what?
It was the first title I wrote.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Sam likes to write down his titles. He's not cheating.
I'm not cheating. It's like I remember 11 in a row, and then by the time it gets back to me, I can remember zero of them.
Yeah, because also we really hotboxed him before the show.
That is fucking true.
He was like
there
sticking his head out the door, breathing like he was about to give birth to a watermelon.
I do feel a little bad about this, but it is the way the game is played. American Pie presents The Naked Mile.
Oh.
Are those groans because you feel bad for me?
You were so close.
Or because that movie sucked really bad.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it was terrific.
All right, here we go.
Not one dick in the whole movie.
Oh. All the characters are likable?
Yeah. Super likable.
Who's the antagonist?
A lot of pussies, but...
The guy who's almost a dick. He is dick adjacent. All right, so you're on your own here, David.
All right, I'm going to go with...
It's D-Day.
American Pie.
Oh, I like this. Just freestyle it out, a title.
Summer Camp.
American Pie Summer Camp?
So close.
Okay, American Pie
you
one time at
guessing.
Summer Camp.
No.
American Pie?
No.
All right,
try again.
No.
No.
You're good. I get it.
All right,
you're the leader.
You did great, though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Audience, fuck you guys. What the hell? Woo. I'm sure someone's going to say that one. I know there was a summer camp one, but whatever.
Well, Sam's going to correct me on this, possibly, but I'm going to just try it.
All right.
Was he in a movie called Splash?
He sure was, Doug. He's also in a movie called American Pie Presents Bandcamp.
Presents. You just heard him say American Pie Presents.
I didn't think that one was also a presents. I didn't realize. Yeah. I thought they only presented one movie. I didn't realize they presented all the other ones, too. I would have said Summer Camp anyway, and it was Bandcamp, so. And you were out before me, so.
All right, let me try one. Sam,
yeah,
get
buddy.
Ready to shoot this one down.
I can't wait.
Because it's probably wrong.
Okay.
He is in a Snickers commercial. No. American Reunion.
That is correct.
Yay!
Yeah.
They didn't present that one?
No, but they did do American Pie Presents The Book of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Wow.
The audience didn't even know.
You wrote down 11 of these?
Well, I got other ones. Oh, not for nothing, but both The Naked Mile and Book of Love were made by personal friends of mine, so it really makes sense that I would know those full titles.
I'm so sorry that I said it sucked. I'm sure
That's
it was great.
Right.
It was probably a great movie.
He does not listen to this show. Don't worry about it.
It probably sucked anyway.
Oh.
All right, let me pull one more crazy one out of my hat.
All right.
If I can make it happen. Oh. Oh.
Oh.
For your consideration.
That is the last of the... Actually, I take it back. There is one more of the...
Oh, you son of a bitch.
It's called Mascots.
Shh. Don't say it, you guys.
Mascots.
Oh, the thing that was on Netflix?
Netflix, yeah.
Doesn't count.
Doesn't count? Okay,
I'm kidding.
Funny.
I'm kidding.
Oh, all right.
Because it was a film.
Yeah.
It was a film?
It was
Feature
a film.
Length,
yeah. Mascots. Yeah, Mascots. Yeah. Mascots. I'm just stalling with the word mascots. Armed and Dangerous.
Ah, I had that one as well. Bringing Down the House. Also known as Bringing Down the Race. That is not a PC movie, guys. They stepped on some toes.
I think I have to tap.
All right.
Yeah. But you're killing it on this one, Sam.
Well, you know, I know all the Jews.
What else? What else is on your list? And that's a good category to steer away from, Taylor, when you come up with a name.
The only
no
other one
Jews.
I had was
no
Cheaper by the Dozen 2.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because he and Steve Martin enjoy working together, probably.
They do.
All right. So now's a chance for the audience to scream at us the ones we didn't say. Eugene Levy. New York Minute with the Olsen Twins?
Yeah.
Serendipity. He's the clerk in the store. Yeah. Vacation.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you hate it now, just wait till you drive it.
He was not in a movie called Full Title. National Lampoon's Vacation. What? Going Berserk with John Candy. Like, that's... Who? Almost Heroes? With Chris Farley and Chandler?
Matt Perry, yeah.
Chandler Bing? Bing! Correct answer! America's Sweethearts. They just keep flowing out of this one man. Oh, there's another man that would like to... What's it called? Finding Dory. Finding Dory? He's the voice of a fish? A turtle or some shit? Goon! That's a great one. I love Goon. Is he in Goon 2? I bet he's in Goon 2!
Doug, there is a young lady over here insisting that he is in James Cameron's Alien. Insisting.
James Cameron did Aliens, and you're
or
thinking...
rather, Ridley Scott's
And you're
Alien.
Thinking of Paul Reiser. Someone just suggested that on Twitter the other day. Play a game Alien. Where you're trying to figure out what movie your mom is talking about.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, that's a dumb game.
Medea's Witness Protection.
Now, there comes a point when a person is just showing off. I'm sure there's a few more that has a whole audience we skipped because he's a great character actor who's been in a bunch of
things. There's at least one more American Pie movie that I can't remember the title of.
American Pie Presents.
It's like
Another
Pie. American Pie,
Alpha
fuck
House?
That shit again, bro.
I think
fuck
it's called
pie.
Alpha House? Beta House?
Beta sure? House?
Because Beta House was
no!
the name of the Animal House TV series. All so right. I don't think that's what it
don't
is.
Don't talk to them too much.
All so. Right.
We still got a couple rounds of this game.
That Delta
plus
House.
Also everybody's trying to figure
it's all
out
a
their
mess.
They're trying to figure out their bills right now.
Oh,
so they don't need to be hassled by us.
You guys each owe me $2 for those Lucky Charms handfuls. It's limited edition.
Well, that's wild to give the price point after the transaction.
Yeah,
it's
I should
interesting
probably switch
system
that
you
around
have there. It's like those guys that hand you a rap CD in yeah. front of the Chinese theater and then they want you to pay for it cuz you held it for a second.
It's got a tag on the bottom that says the whole box is only $1.79.
Well, you know.
Yeah. It's got Daisy Ridley on the back and Oscar Isaac and the black guy.
The black guy.
Wait, what's his name?
Denzel Washington.
John Boyega, not yep. Denzel Washington.
Bringing down the house.
All right. I'd eat the shit out of Training Day cereal, though. It's got King Kong on the cover.
The breakfast you've been planning all week, son.
Points.
Thank you.
Oh, shit.
The High Court premieres on February 27th after at midnight.
Yeah.
All right, let's play another roundy round.
Hell yeah, that's all I've been thinking about.
This
the whole
is a
time.
New
Can't
round.
Wait.
Yeah, you get to go to your.
Get to go back
you
to my
go
lifeline.
You
get
to go to your cereal chugging lifeline.
Yes.
The two of you are so hopped up on sugar.
He hasn't failed me yet.
That
let's
you guys
go.
Are gonna you're gonna kill it. And Taylor gets to pick the name, and then we're gonna go in the opposite direction, starting with Taylor. So then it'll be Sam, then me, then you, David. He right. says he's going to be ready.
You are going to be ready.
Nice.
Because I'm picking something for us.
Nice oh, for us.
For the two of you on Valentine's Day. I like
Even
it.
Even though it's not going to... I'm just have to pick an easy person for us, but it's just going to make it that much easier for Sam.
Oh, right. Okay.
Go ahead.
So that doesn't seem like a good strategy, but
yeah,
go ahead.
Well, if I want to name more than one movie...
Good point. Just go with your gut.
Let's go with Will Ferrell.
Whoa. Jesus, everybody, I hope you don't have to don't
that
have
was
a
edgy.
Sitter waiting.
I feel like I'm going to get lynched after
Who's
this
Who's got
show?
A you job they have to go to me. Tomorrow? Oh, sorry, you guys. It's all night, last man Stanton.
Now, Doug, for two reasons, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. The first being, we did
Are you going to resign?
We did just do Will Ferrell at the 12 guests.
Yeah, we did.
And
it's
I
a
won
popular
that one.
One.
So as I'm going to bow out, I'm out.
What?
No, pick someone else. Pick someone else for Sam. Yeah, Sam's got to be in.
Out.
You can't I get to decide.
Oh, whoa.
No one else in this room is going to decide what's happening next.
Wow.
I do like Sam and me sitting this one out.
Yeah.
And you two fuckers are going to be, it's going to be over in... It's going to be over 2 minutes. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Taylor, go. Will Ferrell.
Kicking and Screaming.
Correct. David.
Elf.
Uh-huh. Taylor.
Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
Oh, full title. I like it. David. Don't forget your lifeline.
Still got a lifeline.
I'm sure he's made more than two movies.
I think you've named three so far, but that's cool.
I'm pretty sure I've watched this dude before. Saturday Night Live doesn't count, I know that. But did they make any movies?
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Holy shit. Just a little context. We played this with Will Ferrell before we came here today.
We did practice in the car.
Today.
You practiced with this
hours
exact
ago
name.
With this exact
and that's
same.
Why you turned to him and said, this is for us.
But I thought he was going to pick Jason Lee because I know more of his movies, but...
Well, you might be the first one out.
Okay, wait, hold on. I'm going to go with my lifeline.
Okay, Brad.
Pick a
Brad
really...
Is it Brad Wars? Everything Must Go, he says. Do you think that's a movie title?
I think it might be, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I'll take it.
Yeah, it's all the right. One where he had all of his shit out on the lawn because his wife was
I'll check it out.
Him.
I'll check it out. I'm sure it's good. I'm sure it's good.
I'm not trying to push it on anybody. I just wanted you to know it's real.
I'll check on Kindle if it's on book, but oh, all right. That's fine.
Taylor?
Night at the Roxbury?
Yeah.
Full title?
That's it. Those are all the words they needed. Because nobody knew the names of those two guys that they played, so they just called it something random. It's the name of the club they like to go to.
Okay, Zoolander.
You're going Zoolander, okay.
Zoolander.
Yeah.
Taylor. Semi-pro.
There's people in the back cheering for you, David.
That's Brad, I think.
Semi-pro is right.
Is it the one person you're playing
for? Is it Brad in his group?
It's Brad. He wants that picture of Brody Stevens. I can't blame him.
Who doesn't want that?
All right, I'm going to go... Oh, shit, man.
It's tough. Will Ferrell. Probably only makes 3 or 4 movies a year for about 20 years.
Zoolander.
I mean, don't you think he's really, really famous? Like, I'd call him a superstar.
Yeah, he's great.
David. David, context clues. Context clues.
I feel bad. It's like my memory's bad. I know he's listening to this right now, and he's...
Context clues. Think about what Doug just said.
Oh, okay.
No.
He's also really smart. Like, I call him a mega mind.
Yeah.
That's how smart he is.
Man, I wish this podcast was called Doug Loves John Coltrane Music. I'd be better at
don't
it.
Don't you know any of his, like, early work? Like, don't you know any of his old school stuff?
Yeah.
All right. That's a good clue. All right, the one where he ran naked, old school.
Yeah, there you did it.
There it is.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. I like that in getting you one name, he took 3 of the movies that I had.
Yeah. Well, you can say him. He's not playing.
You can say him. He's not playing.
Oh, yeah. Old school.
No, he just... This is... Oh, boy. Yeah.
Who hotboxed two?
Do you remember the other ones?
Yeah, Superstar.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Megamind?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Did someone suggest Mike Myers?
What do you mean?
From the crowd? Did I hear that
as a suggestion?
Yeah.
It's happened, I think.
Okay. No, I just meant tonight.
No.
Have they ever worked together?
Yes.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Oh, I'm not playing.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
He's just crashing the wedding.
Hold on.
He's hoping to get an internship here.
This guy does make a lot of movies.
He just has bit parts in those ones.
Wedding Crashers.
Hey. Yes.
Austin Powers.
Oh, shit.
Full title,
you
bitch.
Got a full title problem, son.
Gold member. Austin Powers 7, gold member. All right, hold on.
I want this to be over so bad.
Hold on.
I think it is.
Yeah, I think it is. Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Yeah.
There you go.
Isn't gold that's gold the member? Isn't
third
that
one? That's Beyonce. You're
the first
thinking
one
of.
Is. Yeah, you're out. You're out.
Zoolander 2.
But the 2. First one, you're out already.
All right.
The first one is Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery. And then the last one is Austin Powers in Gold Member.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Close.
Well, I think I did pretty good.
I think you did great.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that you guys practiced that one really helped.
To be honest with you, I don't suggest practicing to anybody. It didn't help me.
So Sam has a win and Taylor has a win, so I think we only have to do one more round to decide this thing. That's my feeling, but you never know. You never know what's going to happen because, David, you can pick Jason Lee if you like because you get to choose.
No, I was out first.
Yeah, he was out first.
We went out voluntarily on my decision.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Well, I'm sorry. I know that part of that was your strategy was to get to play in the next round, but you didn't even say a wrong answer. You just quit.
Well, I said I don't have any answers.
But so you should be fine with my decision.
Very well.
I have a feeling you're still going to win tonight.
Well, it was David. The way it was going to go down was going to be very interesting. I'll save it for another night, I guess.
I want this thing to be another fucking Pat's Falcons situation. I want somebody to come back from behind, and then I still want them to lose. David, do you want to go with Jason
Lee? I'll go with Jason Lee.
You're going Jason
Lee.
All right, so David, you're next, and then Sam, and then me. Jason Lee, go for it.
I only know one of his movies.
Oh, you're Incredibles.
He was in Dogma. I know that he was
Dogma.
In Dogma.
We're going with Dogma.
I know he was in Dogma.
Dogma. All right, there. Taylor?
Chasing Amy.
Yeah, there you go. Dogma kind of helped him to get to that, maybe.
Jay Sam? And Silent Bob Strike Back.
Okay. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. I'll go with The Incredibles. As long as I already said it, nobody took it.
Mallrats.
Yeah. How did you know too?
I don't know. It's just starting to click.
Okay. Taylor?
Clerks 2?
Sure.
Yeah, right? Yeah, he's
he
in
was.
That.
Why not? He was in that.
Yeah, I felt really not? Uncertain
why wouldn't
about
he be?
It.
Why wouldn't he be? Settle down, you guys.
Was it on me?
Sam.
Enemy of the State.
Whoa. That's a fun one. I'll say Almost Famous. He's great in that.
Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Oh, is he in that?
I think he is too. But I don't know.
He
is. All right.
What do you? You can't. You don't recognize that response.
That was a good response.
The first one was just called that, right? Yeah.
They're warming up to me with 3 minutes left in the podcast.
Go ahead there, Taylor.
I don't want to... I'm going to go to... let's go Nick. What do you got, Nick?
What do you got, Nick? Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Chip.
The Road Chip?
That's what he says it's called. Shush.
Wait, was that Nick saying nope?
I love that somebody in the audience is
wrong,
like,
Nick?
The Road Chip? It's the craziest thing they ever heard of. There are chipmunks who are like to pun around a little bit. And this one, apparently, they travel.
Yeah,
Taylor?
I don't like that, so I'm just going to
You're going to go with your own?
I think I'm just going to... The chip seems stupid, so... What the fuck are you saying? All right, yeah, I'll take it.
Don't listen to that.
I'll just take it. I'll take it.
What's it called?
I don't know. What'd you say? Wait, what? Alvin and the Chipmunks 2.
Stop yourself.
I can't. Before you chipwreck yourself.
Can I have Nick repeat it to me?
What? You're fine. It's called Alvin and Chipmunks, the road chip.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Yeah, close enough. I don't give a fuck. Don't even bother the corrections department if it's not right. Sam?
Alvin and the Chipmunks, the squeakquel.
That was going to be my guess.
How do you know that?
What do you mean, how did he know that? They coined the word squeakquel.
Squeakquel.
It became, the squeakquel is probably the second most famous and overused subtitle after Electric Boogaloo.
Yep.
And then, of course, in third, Search for Curly's Gold.
It's the legend of Curly's Gold.
The hunt for Curly's mold.
That's, there it is.
That's not it, Mom. Mother. All right, I'm out. I give up.
Oh, you're out? You give up?
Yeah, well, also, for sake of time.
Oh, okay.
I could probably come up with another Jason Lee if I thought about it.
I don't know if I can.
Did we run out of Stephen Kevin Smith movies?
No, but I can't. I don't know if he was in Clerks. I'll just say Clerks. Was he?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, the Mallrats was
you
his first.
You said Jay and Silent Bob.
Mallrats was
back.
His
yeah.
first one. Yeah.
I'm done.
Okay.
But there probably is one more Kevin.
Yeah,
Smith.
Probably. Shush. He's out. He said the wrong thing.
Oh.
What?
I thought I went Clerks, to my lifeline.
No, he
I said
a wrong
I'm
answer.
I'm out.
He
I'm
said
out.
Clerks.
You're right. Yeah. Rules are rules,
Come
guys.
Come on. I'm trying to wrap this up. People got to go home and fuck.
Just half the audience? Yeah, I'm out too. I can't think. I got nothing.
That's it? What about
I
your
used
lifeline?
My lifeline?
Oh,
dick.
Shit. People just like yelling out lifeline.
It's weird. You said Alvin and the Chipmunks chipwrecked.
I did, kind of.
Yeah.
I paraphrased
it. I guess that I'm not sure.
I paraphrased that clever
Alvin and
title.
The Chipmunks movie?
Yeah. I'll give you two more.
Was he in Jersey Girl?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Or Tusk?
But he was
He's
in a film
in
called Mumford.
And, yes, that's right.
And another one called Columbus Sons. Circle, also starring me.
Oh!
Thank you.
I did a mic drop for you on that one.
Thanks,
Sam.
Buddy. Appreciate that.
Yeah, great job, Sam. You know, I like a come from behind, exciting finish. When the underdog takes it all, it's exciting. Sam Levine is our winner tonight.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, San Diego.
Sam, I gotta ask you, Sam, how do you feel about this Logan Wolverine movie that's coming out? There's a new little Wolverine in town.
Doug, I am not happy
about
it.
Not happy about it. It's a little girl, so she's really going to show you up.
She's a real ma'am is what she is.
Yeah, she's legit.
I don't care.
Did you get
for
to try
it.
The cereal?
No, I'm all set.
Okay.
I got some Star Trek Crunch Berries at home.
Oh, that sounds good.
All right. Oh, he wrote the shithead on here. I found it. It's on the lightsaber. That's very clever.
David, do you know what a lightsaber is?
Is that just a person you know? It's a famous person? Really? Am I going to pronounce it right on the first try? You think? Okay. Does the last name rhyme with spam? Close? Okay. I don't know it. Sam, what do you got to plug?
Well, you all missed it. My Valentine's Day episode of Hawaii Five-0 was on this past Friday, but you can still catch it on demand, CBS.com.
Only
and
CBS.
It is so worth it. You only have to watch the first 3 minutes.
Oh, do you get murdered by the waves?
I don't want to say.
Dope.
Then the detectives come in and went, what did this? It's high tide.
It's nature.
All right. Taylor.
Thursday I'm going to be in a show called Danny Green's Universe at Second City Hollywood. Is this going to be out before then?
What?
Yeah,
Thursday? This is going to be out tomorrow.
Yeah, if you're in LA, come to that show, Second City Hollywood, 9 o'clock. And then follow my Twitter, Taylor Rizzo. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you like watching somebody dab on Periscope, you do that a lot?
Yeah, I sit on my bed and I smoke a lot of weed and talk to my phone.
Yeah.
He's called the Mediocre Smoker.
Yeah, watch it. Hang out with me. I listen to music.
Good show.
None of this intense movie trivia bullshit. Just a relaxing time. But thank you for being here, dude. And I don't know about you guys, but wasn't this gentleman a terrific first-time guest?
Yeah.
David Deary. Where can people see you to ply your trade as a stand-up comedian and cereal eater?
I am doing, I'm hosting a pop-up kitchen comedy show in Los Angeles.
Everything's so complicated now, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't just do a show anymore.
Nope.
It's got to be a whole thing. So say it again. What is it?
I'm cooking a three-course meal and hosting a comedy show in Los Angeles. And
you're a good cook?
Well, if you pay $20, you can find out. It's
love any restaurant that has that attitude. Pay your money and then find out.
Yeah, I'm a pizza chef by day and pop-up kitchen connoisseur by night, I guess. I don't know.
All right.
Yeah, well, that's the 25th. Awesome. If you're interested, just go to my website, mfdaviddeary.com, and I'll probably post the information tonight, maybe. I don't know. Maybe you'll catch it. Who knows?
Yeah, make them really work for it.
Yeah.
Doug Loves Movies is coming back to this very facility for the annual first night of Comic-Con, Wednesday, July 19th. Yeah. And it might even be on sale tonight or now, so whenever you hear this, go ahead and get your tickets. Because as you guys may or may not know, because you got tickets, tonight sold out, so thank you very much for that. And that's about it, I think. One more time for all of my guests, Sam Levine, Taylor Rizzo, and David Deary. And as always, Dean Spanos is a shithead. Now I'm gonna have to look into that, I guess. Its audiences at shows in Indiana hip me to Mike Pence. He was a shithead a lot. I mean, probably still is.
This is worse.
This guy's worse? Oh, he owns the Chargers?
Yeah.
And he took him to LA?
Yeah,
I don't like him either. San Diego's my original home, LA is my new home, and I still didn't want the Chargers to leave here and go there. Yeah, it's stupid. It doesn't even fucking make sense. It's like two LA teams now. You're welcome. I still call it Jack Murphy Stadium. And I want all of you to have a safe drive back to Santee.
El Cajon! I live under the comic book store.
Thanks again, everybody. And as always, also, San Diego potholes are a shithead.
Hey, you guys, whether you're shopping for the geek in your life or the geek within, Loot Crate has your monthly fix of pop culture items, all for less than $20 a month. Order this month's box before 9 p.m. Pacific time on the 19th to receive tons of cool gear related to the theme Build, featuring Mighty Morphin, Power Rangers, Batman, Lego Dimensions, and Tetris, as well as Loot Crate's usual monthly t-shirt and pin. Just head to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 off of any new subscription today.
Bye-bye.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.